Hey guys, how you doing? Hey, Junior speaking. Welcome back to my English podcast once again. Thanks a lot for your attention, for your support, you know. And today I have planned to do something different than we usually do. Today I will be sharing with you my testimony, you know. I'm going to tell you, how all of this has started and what God has done in my life, you know, since I created my podcast. And I truly believe that through this podcast I've been touching, you know, God has been touching many people's lives. And you know what, I've just received an email from a Brazilian girl, and who was so kind to me, and she gave me a few suggestions, and she made me a question, you know, as well. And I would like to share with you, you know, her email, so you'll be able to understand all of this, okay? All right, be connected, okay? And I hope that, you know, God may be blessing your life, you know, and the life of many others that will be hearing my testimony, okay? Thank you, guys. Hey guys, well, as I was going to say, the name of the girl who sent me email to me is Aline Santana. I don't know exactly which part of Brazil she's currently living, but I can tell that she's a very nice person, and I really enjoy talking to her. And the main reason why I'm recording this podcast today is to share with you a little bit of my testimony. We all know that for everything, God has a purpose. And today we'll be sharing here with you, you know, the purpose, you know, what was the God's purpose in my life when I decided to create this podcast. You know, it's not only to help others on their process of learning a second language. Everyone knows here that I love the English language. You know, today I understand that God had a purpose involving all of this. And that is what we are going to be talking about today. I will be sharing with you all the great things God has done in my life since I created my channel. Everyone here probably have already realized that I'm a Christian. And of course, this podcast it's not about religion, but you know, between one class and another, I always love to talk about Jesus and his plan of salvation. You know, why he came, why he was crucified. Many of you may not believe, but there are so many places where the word of gospel haven't reached yet. There are many, many peoples around the world who have never heard about Jesus. You know, have never heard about what he can do, what he's able to do in the life of those who has accepted him as their savior and redeemer. And I believe that the word of gospel must be proclaimed. Jesus, he wants to save you. He wants to change your life completely, like he did with my life one day. And among many other things that we are going to be discussing today, I can tell that one of the main things is about the Word of God. It's about the love of God. Okay? And besides that, I will be reading Aline's email so you will be understanding, you know, everything that's happening here. And I will be answering a question that he made in this, in this email. And many things are going to happen here today, guys. Okay? Yeah. You'll be understanding it all right after I read the email for you. Okay? So be connected. Alright? Don't miss it. I believe that God has many things to do in our lives. Alright? I'll be right back. First of all, guys, I'm going to read the email that I told you that a Brazilian girl sent to me around 15 or maybe over 18 days ago. Okay. Which made me feel really glad. And now I'm going to read it so you guys will be able to understand what we are about to discuss. Well, on her email, she said, "Hi, Junior. I found your podcast on Spotify, and I really enjoy it. I would like to suggest something to address. Do you believe that God can unlock a tongue for the purpose of preaching the gospel? I have heard testimonies to that effect. If you can, share your vision or your testimony out there on our channel. Hugs, Aline." Well, answering her question, she asked me about if I truly believe that God can unlock a language in a purpose of someone to preach the gospel. Yes, of course. It happened to me. Actually, I have already told you guys that I've been studying English since I was a teenager. I already had the opportunity to live abroad. I lived in the United States for almost 4 years, where I could improve my English abilities a lot. I definitely had a great time living in the United States. After that, I came back to Brazil again, and 3 years later I had a great opportunity. I had a great opportunity to work on board a cruise ship as a bilingual receptionist. Actually, at that moment I was hired for an Italian cruise company with name is Costa Crociere. Probably many of you already know about that company. It's new worldwide. And I worked for that company for almost 3 years. And that was another chance to improve my English abilities. And also I had the opportunity to learn other language, you know. Of course, I don't speak like the other language I learned. I don't speak, you know, like I speak English, for example, you know. I mean, like, I don't speak, like, as good as I speak English. But I can understand what people say very well. I do have a really good comprehension. But sometimes, you know, if that's a purpose of God in your life, God, he can unlock a language, you know, to make you able to preach the gospel
to other peoples. I'm going to tell you a little bit how all of this has started in my life. Okay, I'm talking about my channel, my podcast channel. And who introduced me a podcast was a really good friend of mine, because before getting to podcast platform, I had a channel on YouTube, but it was really difficult for me to create videos. You know, you guys know exactly what I'm saying. When you have a channel, it takes you a lot of time to edition and to record, especially on YouTube. And I was really, really sad with my channel, because I was working hard and I wasn't reaching, you know, the public that I want to. Then a really good friend of mine, he came in my house and he said, "Junior, you speak really good English. Why don't you try to create a channel on podcast platform?" And I didn't even know, you know, what podcast mean at that time. And he just like started to explain it out to me. And after I heard all the things that he said about podcast, I definitely like felt myself so interested. I said, "Junior, speak English good, you know. Why don't you use the podcast platform to teach other people who wants to speak English just like you, or people who are already studying but they need someone to help them to improve a little bit more, you know, their knowledge?" I say, "Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't? It will be much easier for me to make an edition on podcast than I had when it was on YouTube, when I had my channel on YouTube, for example." And say, "Yeah, man, you know, give yourself a chance to try. Maybe it works. Who knows?" And then I start with my channel on podcast platform. And 2 weeks later, I had already created my channel on the podcast platform. And in a moment of prayer, you know, inside my room, just myself, God spoke with me at that moment. And he said, exactly as I'm going to say to you, he said, "Junior, I want you to talk about me on your podcast channel." And I heard a voice and I was, "What? How come God's saying to me that he wants me to talk about him through my platform of podcast?" I said, "Oh my God, I might be crazy." And then I just ignored what I heard. And then, you know, I continue recording my podcast, you know, like I usually do. And 1 week later, that time, I was in my church in a moment of prayer, and worship. And once again, I heard the same voice talking to me. I want you to talk about me on your podcast platform. And for the second time, it definitely, you know, shake me. You know, that voice was like so strong to me. I heard that voice, but in a way that voice was like, just, he was not just like talking to me, but he was like giving me an order. I want to. I'm not asking you. I want to. You will have to. You know what I'm saying? And then when Jesus talked to me for the second time, while I was in a moment of worship in my church, I definitely understood what he wants from me to do. And then from that time on, between a class and another, I started to record my podcast talking about Jesus, talking about his love, talking about the plan of salvation. And suddenly I realized that the average of my audience, it was between Russia at the top. Then I had France. Then I had Colombia or something. And then in the fourth or fifth position, I had Brazil. And I said, oh my goodness, how come I am a Brazilian and there are so many Russians listening to my podcast? And that was something that was so, that made me feel so surprised, because I was like, I'm going to record my podcast and of course the most of my audience will be Brazilians, people from my nationality. And then I just realized that the number of my audience was totally full of Russians. And Russia is a place that I have never visited, never yet. But in the name of Jesus, you know, he will give me opportunity to go to Russia, you know, that country. And God starts to talk to me, you know, in a deeply way. And start talking to me, I want you to pray for the nation of Russia. And at the moment he said to me, I just fell in love for the Russians. I just fell in love. I said, oh my God, how come, you know, like in a mystery way, I just fell in love for a nation that I have never visited. I don't know how it looks like, but I don't know what's happened to me. I can't stop. I definitely can't stop. Pray for that people. And at that moment, God starts to talk to me in a mysterious way. And he say, your voice will visit places where you have never been. Thank you, Jesus, for all of this. And he say, your voice are visiting places where you have never visited. Places that you have never been before. But your voice is getting there. And through your voice, I have been setting many lives. I have been setting free many lives. And through your voice, many people who have never heard about me, many people today know who I am. And right after he said to me, I was like in tears. I was like, now I know, now I understand the purpose of God, you know, involving all of this. Now I know why you asked me to talk about you on my podcast platform. Now I understand you. And I was like, sorry, God, for ignoring you at the first time. Sorry to just ignore your voice at the first time you talked to me. When I was in a moment of prayer inside my room. And that experience was fantastic. And from there on, I never stopped talking about Jesus on my podcast platform, on my podcast channel, because I'm sure that there are so many people that still need to hear about God's love, about what he's able to do in the life of those who definitely accept him as Jesus and the Redeemer. Jesus, he came to this world 2,000 years ago because he had a plan. And that plan involves your life. When he came to this world, he already knew that at the end of the road, he would have to be crucified on the cross. He knew everything that was about to happen to him. But even knowing all the troubles, all the injuries, all the bad situations that he would have to face to save you, to save me, he didn't give up of anything. He just accepted. He just accepted it all. For you, for me. And today I understand that this podcast channel is not just about teaching. It's not just about English. But God has a plan involving all of this. He's using my podcast channel to read other people's lives. You out there, I don't know what have been passing through. I don't know the problems you have been struggling with. I don't know how is your life. I don't know how is your relationship with your husband, with your wife, with your father, with your mother, with your daughter, with your son. But God knows everything that's happened to you. I don't know if you are passing for a moment of the deep depression, for bad situations that maybe, you have been passing through. I don't know if you have facing problems in your work environment with your colleagues at work. I don't know what's happened to you. I don't know even how is your name or how it looks like, but God knows everything. He call you by your name. He know everything about you. And if I am here today talking about his love, it's because you that's in another side, maybe in my country, maybe in another side of the world, Australia, Russia, Tunisia, Colombia, United States, Portugal. It doesn't matter where you are. But I pray, God, that this word may be rich in our heart. That word can be touching and changing your life completely. If you have never had a true encounter with that God, maybe that's the time. That's the time that you build a truly relationship with God. He wants to change your life completely. Don't lose your time. Don't waste your time with drugs. Don't waste your time, with alcohol. Don't waste your time with prostitution. It's not worth at all. At the end, the Bible says that at the end, the price of the sin is the death, is the distance from the love of God. Guys, that was my testimony. Okay? My testimony was involving, how I decide to create my podcast channel and what happened right after I created. My testimony was about the purpose of God involving this channel. And that is just what I've just relayed to you. That God may be blessing your life, your family, your work, your children. Maybe we will never have a chance to meet each other. I will never know who are you. But God knows everything. That God may bless you. And I pray out God that this word may be found a place in our heart. And the fruits of the Spirit may be flourish into your life, in your life. And change it completely. And the way that God wants you to be. He wants to take you out of the life of suffering. He wants to take you out of this the life of fear, of depression. That was not the reason why God creates you. He creates you to be happy. You know, He creates you. He creates me in order to make us blessed. So if that's the first time you heard about God, that's the first time you are hearing about the word, about the love of God, there in your church, there in your city, I don't know if you live in a big city or just in a village, but it doesn't matter, you know, where you live. I'm sure that there is a church where you can go to hear the word of God. Don't waste our time. Today is the time that God wants to change our life. That was my testimony. I thanks once again, Alini. Thank you so much for your email. You know, it made me really glad. And I would like that you guys, it doesn't matter if you are Brazilian or belongs to any other nation, I would love to receive an email from you. Please, if you want to be in touch with me, send me an email. There in my podcast channel, I recorded a podcast a few weeks ago where I'm explaining how you can be connected with me through my email. Okay, you can find all the informations out there. All right, so don't be shy. You know, I will be glad to be in touch with you and to hear, to read your suggestions and to read the experience that you have been having with the God, or the experience you have been like passing in your process of learning a second language. I would like to know how this channel is helping you, you know, in your life, in your with your studies. So I definitely would love to receive an email from you. Okay. So guys, that was my podcast of today. All right. You can be sure that there will be many others, because I definitely love this platform. I love my channel, and I love those that have been connected with me since the beginning. And I just have to thank you for all the support, for all the love. And, you know, I have no words to explain, you know, how thankful I am for all the things that have been happening to me through these channels, for all the good experience I've been facing, you know, since the beginning of my channel until now. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, hope to see you next time. Don't miss it, the next podcast. I'm working harder to always bring something new, something interesting, and I would love and I want to hear your suggestions. Okay, once again, thank you, Alini. I hope to receive many other emails from you, and for the others, and from all the others participants. And that's all for now. Have a great night. God bless you a lot. See you next time, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. See ya.